From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson warned Sunday the worldwide terrorist threat has entered a new phase where media-savvy Islamist extremists are successfully attracting so-called lone wolf attackers to their cause. Secretary Johnson also urged leaders in the broader Islamic community to step up to counter terrorism, and on Friday, the U.S. military bolstered security at its bases across the country. Saudi Arabia's King Salman will not be taking part in the U.S. Arab summit hosted this week by President Obama, according to the Saudi foreign minister. The summit will begin on Wednesday with delegations from the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council visiting the White House. Later on, they'll be meeting at Camp David. The talks will likely include the ongoing negotiations on Iran's nuclear program and Gulf concerns that Iran would gain freedom from sanctions while still retaining the ability to develop a nuclear weapon. UN Children's Fund warns that tens of thousands of children in Yemen could die if imported restrictions on fuel are not lifted. Lisa Schlein reports.
UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillirac says Yemen's fuel supply could run out in less than a week.
If restrictions on the commercial imports of food and fuel continue, then it will kill more children than bullets and bombs in the coming months.
Bouillirac says 120,000 children will suffer severe acute malnutrition over the next 3 months if health and hygiene services that rely on a steady fuel supply do not function normally. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Houthi fighters in Yemen have accepted a five-day humanitarian ceasefire proposal from Saudi Arabia. It is set to begin tomorrow. This is VOA News. Syria says Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu committed an act of flagrant aggression Sunday by crossing the border without Syrian consent in order to visit a historic tomb. The state-run Sana News organization says Mr. Davutoğlu was in grave violation of international laws and accords when he went to the tomb of Süleyman Shah, the grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire. Sana further called the visit a publicity stunt ahead of Turkey's upcoming elections. Macedonia's president has saying that the police prevented what he calls a coordinated terror attack after an armed group battled officers in northern Macedonia. That happened Saturday. The fighting in the city of Kumanovo left 22 people dead, including 8 police officers and 14 gunmen. 37 policemen were wounded. President Ivanov also told a meeting of the Macedonian National Security Council on Sunday that the gunmen were trying to bring chaos and fear to his country and that the lives of civilians were at risk. Afghanistan's president is asking his countrymen for patience in the pursuit of peace. Aisha Tanzim has details.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani reminded people the region had a history of conflict and cross-border interference.
Because South Central Asia did not have agreed upon rules of the game.
The whole region, he said, needs to redefine its policies.
A fundamental change of this kind requires some patience.
Ghani is facing strong criticism from supporters of former President Hamid Karzai for becoming too close to Afghanistan's eastern neighbor, Pakistan. President Karzai often accused Pakistan of providing safe havens for terrorists that carry out cross-border attacks. Aisha Tanzim, Kabul.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on Russia Sunday to do more to urge pro-Russia separatists to abide by a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine and end fighting with Kiev forces. Chancellor Merkel met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. She was in Moscow to pay tribute to Russian troops killed in World War II, the only prominent European leader to visit over the weekend to mark the 70th anniversary of the surrender of Nazi Germany. Cuban President Raul Castro visited the Vatican Sunday to personally thank Pope Francis for his efforts to end 5 decades of tensions between the United States and Cuba. Pope was instrumental in the secret negotiations between Havana and Washington, leading to the announcement in December that the two were taking steps to reopen embassies in their capitals and broaden economic links. You can get more on the news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.